Thank you, Judge. Really appreciate it. Yeah, we're going to talk about this concept of the appellate road warrior. And for the pessimists out there in the audience, I thought of an alternative title for it. It would be something like, how to mess up your work-life balance even more. Because I have to think that some of you out there are a little pessimistic about this topic. You know, you're thinking, gosh, if you're in a mid-size or larger firm, you're thinking, gosh, I've got all this technology being shoved down my throat already. If you're in a small firm or medium-sized firm like me, you're thinking, gosh, I really got to learn all this technology to try to keep up with what's going on in other practices. But the bottom line here is, you know, this topic is really for anybody out there who is interested in being able to accomplish their legal work while traveling, and not necessarily in a way that involves carting around a full-on laptop in this world. So we'll cover that topic in some detail. So, you know, we talk about in the article what all has changed in the last 10 years. And I would say in the last 10 years of Texas appellate practice, a whole heck of a lot has changed. In 2008, and I actually had to go back and check on this because I thought, gosh, we've been e-filing for a long time now, it seems like. But I did, because I wanted to work within that decade time frame. And sure enough, as of 2008, we really weren't filing electronically in Texas. We were still filing paper documents. But now we're filing PDFs with the court. In 2008, when we needed to file a motion for extension of time, you had to cut that $10 check and get it down to the court, or they'd flat out reject your motion. Now, you do it electronically with your credit card tied to your account, and it's just like magic. When you wanted to get a copy of the appellate record, you either had to pay a whole lot of money to the clerk and the court reporter to get it, to get a copy of it, or you had to check it out from the clerks of the courts of appeals. And that was really effective, but you were still dealing with paper.